We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for the first game of a four-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Hartford Yard Goats. First pitch comes your way at 6:35. Flying Squirrels are going for a second straight win after beating Altoona 6-2 last night. Big part of that win was Janeshwi Fargus, a three-run triple as part of a four-run bottom of the fifth inning. And Janeshwi joins us now in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Last night, when you hit that ball into the right center field gap, did you know it was going to be a triple as soon as it left your bat?
I think it's going to be a double, but I mean, I always going to try to get the extra base. So I was really excited when I see that ball went over there. So I just keep running to try to get the triple.
When you come up in that situation with the bases loaded, what's your approach at the plate?
My approach is to get the ball up front, hit the ball up front, like find the batter up front, something to see what's going to happen.
Chatting here with Janeshwi Fargus on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. You mentioned that you're always going to try and take the extra base. We've seen that a lot this season. You've got 31 steals this year, just a little more than halfway through the season. How much fun is it to steal a base?
It's good. I'm always going to be aggressive. That's part of my game. Steal a lot of bases, get on base, score run, to try to help the team to win. So I'm always going to be aggressive, so feel good. That's not my first year. I got to steal a lot of bases. I've been like a couple years like straight, yeah, stealing a lot of bases. So it's part of my game. It is fun. I mean, you just enjoy it.
Last year, you led the California League in stolen bases. What would it mean to you to lead the Eastern League in stolen bases this year?
It is good. I mean, it is good. Feel good. I mean, that's my, like I tell you, it's part of my game. Be like steal a lot of bases. So I just always try to keep it up.
When it comes to stealing bases, let's say you're taking a lead at first and you're looking at the pitcher, what are some of the things that you're trying to see what he's doing to make sure that it's a good time to steal?
Just depend who is hitting, depend the scoreboard, depend the count, how far he's going to home play. Doesn't matter if the catcher is really good, I'm going to steal the base to the pitcher. If he's going too fast to home play, so I'm going to like come down. So I always going to get the chance, like go on breaking ball, depend the scoreboard and all that. It's great. And who is the pitcher? Depend the score, how is the score and all that. But I mean, I always go out and be aggressive and try to steal the base.
Is there anyone on this team that could beat you in a race?
Willison. not on the team. I mean, no, I don't think so.
just Willison?
Yeah, just Willison. We already did.
Are we setting up a rematch now that he's back in town for a little bit?
Hell no. No chance.
We're chatting here with Janeshwi Fargus on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Janeshwi, we talk about your speed a lot, but one thing that we don't talk as much about is your arm in the outfield. You've got one of the best arms on the team, maybe even in the league. We saw it yesterday. What does it feel like to throw somebody out?
Oh, I feel great. I mean, I feel like when somebody run on my face, they challenge me. So I'm going to show them like they better don't do it, you know? So I mean, feel good. I mean, I've been working out a lot, like with my arm, the accuracy, they throw right to the base. But feel great. I mean, when somebody try to challenge you on your face and you get them, feel awesome.
Which skill are you more proud of, your speed or your arm?
My speed. My speed is going to get me, like, I'm going to get a lot of hit with my speed, a lot of extra bases, a lot of steal. My arm is just something like I have to wait somebody hit to me, challenge me, and I'm going to make the throw. If not, I'm not going to show my arm.
Well, we saw you use your speed last night. The triple, also a bunt single. Janeshwi, it's been really fun watching you this season. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Hartford at 6:35 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now 105.1 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.